Today, the US delegation had a press briefing, and I've got a piece of paper in my hands, which was the media advisory, which explains what this press briefing was about. It's the US Deputy Trade Representative, Peter Algier, will conduct a press briefing to discuss developments at the WTO ministerial meetings in Cancun, Mexico. The press briefing was very well attended, and sitting in the audience were a few little surprises for the US delegation.
So, without further ado, Ambassador Augener.
Thank you very much, Rich, and thank you for joining us. Just to pick up where we left off this morning, since then, as you know, there was a meeting of the heads of delegation convened by...
I am Alejandro Calvillo. Executive Director.
Excuse me.
I would like to announce to the United States government that today the Cartagena Protocol
is an opportunity in the legal force.
This is a tool that all the governments should use to protect the consumers, producers, and biodiversity. In Mexico, we want to protect our home, our fields, our livelihood from the contamination of the GMO come from the United States, from Monsanto. We are the center of origin of maize. This is the maize we want, Mexican maize, a common good for Mexico. Thank you.
You know, we are happy to answer any questions by press on any subject, and I think that's probably the better way to proceed than to disrupt the press that is trying to get the message to the public.
Afterwards, I grabbed Alejandro and asked him what was on his mind when he stood up and interrupted proceedings in order to bring the message to the US delegation. So, can you tell me your name and what happened to you today?
Okay, we arrived to a United States press conference here inside the WTO meeting, and we expressed our concern and about the genetic modified organism, and we explained to the United States representatives here that the Protocol of Cartagena, the biosafety protocol, came into force this day. And this means that the government had the right to protect their consumers, producers, and the biodiversity. I made a great relation with the situation in Mexico, with the maize, because we are importing GMO maize from the United States, and this creates now a contamination of some varieties of maize in the state of Oaxaca and Puebla, and today, with this entrance into force of the Protocol of Cartagena, we have the legal tools to confront this kind of contamination. And this is a very dangerous situation because Mexico is the center of origin of maize, and not only for the farmers in Mexico, but for all the world, because the maize is one of the most important grains in the world.
Can you tell us a little bit about what actually happened just then?
Inside, after the... I have this speech in front of this official person from the United States. They began to cry very strong, and also some reporters, some media people from the United States did the same. And one tried to fight me in some way, and he explained me that we allowed to be here, and I said that also the farmers are not allowed to be here, and nobody in the world is allowed to be here, but that they are taking decisions that affect all the population in the world.
Would you do it again?
We will see what we can do to expose the voice of the environmentalists and the people concerned with poverty, and the situation that is living the world with this kind of economical system.
Thanks very much. I'm speaking to Alejandro from Greenpeace.